Okay, we go five Hasidic teachings on the whole Inyan of Menashe and Ephraim, the brachas that Yaakov gives to Menashe and Ephraim. Alonish Beliu Nishmas for Chaparbas of Moshe, my wife's grandmother who's Shloshim just last week. The first idea comes from the Shem Yishmol, Tuf Reish Ayin Dalet. The Pasuk says that Ben Arparsha, Mem Ches Yudalet, Yishach Yisraz Yimino Vayashas Arosh Ephraim, Hu Etzor Yasmolo Arosh Menashe, Sikel Es Yod of Kimenashe Bechor. Yisrael, Yaakov sent his right hand to put it on Ephraim's hand, and the on the younger one on the left hand on Menashe. And Rashi says, Sikel es Yagdov, Kitargumo, Akimon Bahasechel the Chachma. He used his hands with Seichel. He did it very wisely because he knew the Menashe the Bechor would not be, that Ephraim would be on a higher level, and therefore Ephraim got the right hand and Menashe got the left hand. But the Shem Yishmuel wants to understand this on a deeper idea. What does this mean, Sikel es Yagdov? Says the Shem Yishmuel, Yaakov Inu Hechtir Chachmoso Gam Leyodov. Don't think that Yaakov Inu, his whole essence of his whole Torah knowledge, his whole Yiddishkeit was in his head. His whole Yiddishkeit was in his whole essence, even in his hands. V'lo Hosira Rak B'mochli. He didn't just leave it in his head. Ki Kiddish is Kol Ramach Evorov. He was Mekadish, his whole essence, his whole being, into his 248 limbs and 365 sinews. And his whole essence was able to give over Yiddishkeit, what he was giving over, what the bracha that he was giving over to Ephraim and Menashe was, that he was giving over the passion, he's giving over the emotion, he's giving over his whole essence of Yiddishkeit. Sicha es Yadav doesn't just mean give over his wisdom. Sicha es Yadav, focus on the Yadav. He gave over his essence, his entire being of Yiddishkeit. He was telling Ephraim and Menashe, at the end of the day, when it comes to Judaism, you gotta be all in. Yaakov Inu was someone who was all in. Yaakov Inu was going, and the Shem Yishmol continues how this is exactly why Yaakov Inu was metagen tefilas arvish, which is keneged the ivarim repedarim, not keneged the carbon tamid, the ivarim repedarim, the extra things. The tefilas arvish, that his whole essence, even when he wasn't chayvin, something he wasn't obligated, but he went above and beyond, and to show his grandchildren that at the end of the day, it's not just good enough to live your Judaism in your head. You gotta live it. You gotta learn it, and you gotta live it, and you gotta walk the walk, and not just talk to talk. Beautiful insight from the Shem Yishmuel. Sikha es Yodav, not just keeping your Torah knowledge in your head, but he gave over the whole essence and the passion for Yiddishkeit to his children. The second idea we saw, it's from the Oy of Yisrael. The Oy of Yisrael, a few psukim later, Hamalach HaGoyel Simi Kora Yivarach HaSenyorim. The guarding angel shall watch over you, and that should be the bracha for the Niyarim. Says the Oy of Yisrael, Rav Avim Yeshua Yeheshel of Apto, the Oy of Yisrael, one of the great Hasidic masters. He says, what was this bracha, Yivarach HaSenarim? He was blessing Yosef. And then he starts blessing his children. What's going on over here? Says the Oy of Yisrael, when you bless the grandchildren, you're blessing your child as well. Bircha HaSenarim, hi atzma berchaso shel Yaakov leYosef. Yivarach es Yosef. At the end of the day, look at the beginning of Tezvav, Yivarach es Yosef. He starts to give Yosef a bracha, and then he gives off his children a bracha. Says the Oy of Yisrael, when the Zayda, when the Saba gives his children to the grandkids, you're really giving a bracha to the kids as well. Because the grandkids are the kids. At the end of the day, you give a bracha to your grandchildren to understand. And maybe that changes our whole focus when you go to a bedekin, when you go out on a Friday night to someone to your grandparents' house. At the end of the day, it changes your whole focus. It's not just a parent to a child. There's a special bond there, a special love, a special relationship between a grandparent and a grandchild. And where do we see that? You see that over here, it says, Oy Yisrael, Yivarach HaSenarim, the greatest bracha for Yosef was the bracha that Yaakov gave to Menashe and Ephraim. The third idea we said from earlier in the week, we'll say it again from Rav Kook. It says later on, the Pasuk, Ben Ches Tazayim, V'yigru lo b'kerav ha'aretz, and they should be as plentiful as the fish in the land. It says Rav Kook, in his sefer, on brachas, Ein Ayah, Torah Samach Beis, the Gemara in Brachas tells us, Avnun Hey, that we know that Yosef HaSadik, he was not subject to the Ayin Hara, and neither was fish. But says Rav Kook, V'yidgul Rav B'Kerav Ha'aretz, fish don't grow in the land, fish grow in the sea. It should have said V'yidgul Rav B'Kerav Ha'mayim. What's B'Kerav Ha'aretz? Says Rav Kook, quoting this bracha, quoting this Gemara in brachas, at the end of the day, just like Yosef Atzadik wasn't subject to the Ayin Hara, and the fish are not subject to the Ayin Hara because they're in the water. Why? When fish are in the water, no one's looking at them. No one's looking at them and being jealous upon them or looking at what they have. They're in the water. They're happy with where they are. So too, Rav Kook says, a Jew has got to connect himself to the penimius of who they are. Connect himself to the penimius who they are, and they're not affected to the Mitzrayim. Listen to this Lashon of Rav Kook. Rav Kook says, "Aval kidogim halolu shabamayim shemayim chasin aleim ki ein hayrosh lo tzvem bezar shal Yosef." The same thing by fish, the same thing by Yosef's children, by us. Habam mekoychav yoshim hashpas kedusha hamisores b'chol echad miyisrael mitzad klos of yichus Yosef shmura agadul hashpas sheshpialem hidas of Yosef tzarek lahakir. This is it. Lahakir es kvura penimis haba be'emes adisan kovet. At the end of the day, we have to know we are the children of Yosef. Just like Yosef is able to be strong around the Mitzrayim, around them, so too. Yaakovinu was telling the bracha to Menashe and Ephraim that you should be strong like fish. Fish in the land don't survive. You got to stay in your sea. And obviously everyone knows Rav Kook. Rav Kook is very into the arts and the music. But it's got to be done in a holy way. Make sure you don't get affected by your surroundings. You're only uplifting your surroundings, but you're not getting affected by your surroundings. And that's what Yidgul Rabbi Kavar Arts. Just like fish stay in their mayim. They're not affected by the Ayin Hara. So to Yosef Tzadik, your children should be like you, Yosef. You went to Mitzrayim, and you went down to Egypt, and you were strong against, and you remember your Penimis, remember your Pintel Yid. I'm going to go a few psukim later. Rabbi Gober quoted this Dvar Torah from the Moshe Leib Sassaber, and Rabbi Shaket also quoted it. We had to say it again. Mem Ches Chof. And he blessed him on that day, saying, we'll get to the end of the pasuk in Ephraim in a second. But what was the first bracha? Vayivarchem Bayom Ahu. Says Rav Moshe Leib of Sassaver, that was the biggest bracha. That you should bless him on that day. Shelo yidagu daigus macha. You shouldn't think about tomorrow. Ela rak b'yomahu. You should live it. Live in the present. Live in the moment. Bash tzarech lo'osu ayom bevad. Take it one day at a time. Stop focusing on what's going to be tomorrow. And this is a Torah from Rabbi Nachman. Torah ayin reish beis. Hayom im bekol tishmo. Take it one step at a time. One day at a time. Stop worrying about what's going to be tomorrow. What's going to be with that vaccine in June? What's going to be? Let's focus on December 30th. Let's focus on Parshas Vayechi. One step at a time. But not to say, not to be plain. You got to plan 100%. But don't get so worried about in the future. One step at a time. What was the first bracha that he gave them? That they should be Bayom Ahu Jews. They should take it one day at a time. One step at a time. Live in the moment. So go to the left, fifth and final idea. We said this on the week, but we gotta say it again from the Bichesk of Kushmir Kodin by the Divrei Yisrael. Basically, Yaakov blesses them, and he said he puts his hand on his left, on his hand on the right, and Menashe shouldn't be, and Menashe was gonna be after Ephraim, and Ephraim was before Menashe. Says that the Bichesk of Kushmir, the Pasuk should have said, Becha, should say Bechem. Why does it say Becha? It should say Bechem. To teach us that at the end of the day, Yaakovinu was telling Menashe and Ephraim, you gotta be Be'achdus, you gotta be unity. His dying message on his deathbed was to his children and to his grandchildren, is you gotta live Be'achdus. Why didn't he say Bechem? It's gotta be Becha. Becha, when you live together, what's good for Menashe is good for Ephraim, what's good for Ephraim is good for Menashe. And therefore, Yosef is Ephraim of Menashe, ki Menashe lo yikana be'Ephraim Hashem, shneim eim echad. The two of them are all one. Mamish, if it's good for your brother, it's good for you. And in Lula Mamish, three psukim later, Memtaz Aleph, he gathers them together. What's going to be Bachas Yomim? The Shechina leaves them. But the Rishon Rebbe, the Arpanei Moshe said, yeah, the when was taken away, Wamashiach, but the why got through. Hayasu, you gather together, Ba'achdus, with unity, and care for each other. Then Mashiach's going to come. Then we'll be Zohar to Geula. An incredible insight from Chazal Kushmir, quoted by the Divrei Yisrael, his grandson, and from the Rishoner and the Or Panei Moshe. So just review these five ideas. We talk about the Shem Yishmol, Sichas Yadav. What do you mean Sichas Yadav? He didn't just bring his Torah, he's telling his grandchildren, Torah is not just good in your head, you gotta live it. Kiddush is Yadav. And he made his whole essence. And Sichas Yadav, his whole essence was Ramach, it was Mamash Kedusha. He was telling his kids, you gotta live with a passion, Judaism, not just in your head, but also in how you act and how you live. The Oy of Yisrael says, Yivarach HaSanam, what was the bracha? The bracha for Yosef was the bracha for his children. The bracha for the child was when Yaakov gave the bracha to the grandchildren. How special is that relationship? Rav Kook told us, at the end of Yidgul Rabbi Kavar Arts, the greatest bracha to be like fish in the land. Fish die in the land. Yes, says Rav Kook. At the end of the day, yet the Gemara and bracha tells us on Daf Nun, hey, Yosef Tzadik, Zaro Shel Yosef is not affected by Ayin Hara, and the fish are not affected by the Ayin Hara. When you live in the Shemayim, you live in the Mayim, you live in the water, you live as a spiritual Jew, you remember who you are, you won't be affected by the Aretz. You won't be affected by who you are, because you remember that at the end of the day, you're Pintel Yid, and you should be affected by the things surrounding you. The fourth idea was every Moshe Leib Sassaver, by Yavarcha Bayamahu, to give him the bracha of one day at a time, Bayamahu, take it one step at a time, like Rabbi Nachman says, Torah Ayin Reish Beis, that Ayom Im Mikol Tishmo, Hayom, you should just focus on your Avodah Hashem for today. And by the way, that's the opening paragraph to Kabbal Shabbos. Just noticed that a few weeks ago. Hayom and Bikol Tishmo. Take one step at a time, 1 minute at a time in Yiddishkeit, and you focus on tomorrow. Plan ahead, obviously, but one step at a time. The final of the Yisrael says, what is this saying? Memchas Chav. Becha Yivarach Yisrael, it should say Bechem. No, Becha. Specifically, Yaakov says that what's good for Menashe is good for Ephraim, it's good for Menashe. And that's why he put Ephraim before Menashe. Because Menashe would not be jealous, because what's good for Ephraim is really good for Menashe, and that's what the Rishoner and Rabbi Moshe tells a few pesukim later, in Revim, Memtes Alf, Hey Osvil, yeah. The when was taken away, Chazal say, the when got taken away, but the how got through, the how was Hey Osvil, if you gather together, then the Agido, to the end of days, we take these five Hasidic ideas, the Shem Yishmol of Yisrael, Rav Kook, Moshe Lepsasver, and the Divrei Yisrael, as the Shem Yisrael. Wishing everyone Chazak, and it's Chazak, stay healthy, as Rabbi Gober says, stay healthy, holy, and the story of Yisrael, as the Shem Yishkoch.